This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheban from OffGridMontana.com sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And what I'm going to do the second hour is, you know, it's so difficult when you have 5 hours worth of material to condense everything in less than an hour, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to talk about Economy 101. And this isn't to be condescending to you, the audience, but I'm going to try to, as I always do, use social and political rationale when appropriate. Now, when you really look at the inequality, folks, I'm just going to get going here. When you look at the inequality on a graph, 40% of Americans can't come up with $500, 50% can't come up with $1,000, 69% don't even have $1,000 in savings, 78% live paycheck to paycheck, and basically around the 93% mark is where the inequality really shoots up the graph on the x-axis. And the bottom 93%, and I say the bottom 93% because of the poor and the middle class have melded together. The middle class is becoming an extinct word. And I want to make it very clear that Trump inherited two words that come to mind, sabotage and demolition. Now, Trump said that he wants to give America back to the people. That's yet to be determined. He's doing a lot of good things, despite the fact that he has so much opposition from the globalists. And for those of you who think globalists, and I try to give an example of this every time I'm on the air, is a conspiracy theory. I have an article here, Chicago requesting UN troops instead of supporting police. This is on stevequayle.com. It's basically an article that you'll never find on Facebook, Twitter, Google, LinkedIn, or any of the other social media. It's basically saying that we don't need the police, and police are being interviewed on this, in this video, saying that police are afraid to do anything, afraid to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, anti-this, ism-ist, or phobia that, and they're afraid to do their jobs because they care about their jobs. They have to feed their families, and their pensions are at stake. So this is, you can see that this, we've been groomed with this kill police meme to allow UN troops to come into this country. And again, I don't know anybody personally, Vince Fennelli, myself, any of the radio shows I've ever been on, the people I talk to, I don't know anybody who's anti-government. But we're anti-over-big, overspending, corrupt, manipulative, foreign-owned, foreign-run. That type, that, those are the type of government scenarios that the people are against. So what we are trying to do is survive while the status quo feathers their own nest. And I mention this as often as possible, too. The other way to look at status quo is an incognito caste system, because that's what America's turning into. The bottom 93% is losing their ability to control their own destiny. We have to get this left-right paradigm out of our minds. The ideology part is a very small part of it. It's the addiction to power, money, and control. And, of course, there's a lot of other things, demographics, debt, credit, pensions, valuations. These are all headwinds for future growth. And that's why future growth for America looks bleak. And when you look at demographics, the largest group of growth is the old people, is the baby boomers. And the debt from corporate debt, global corporate debt, household debt, state debt, government promises. You know, we're at the point where things don't make any sense regarding math, and that's part of the reason why Common Core and dumbing the people down is so important, so people can't see this. And I blame, the big blame to me goes to demographics, central bank, corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, and group identity politics. And folks, you hear me talk about group identity politics so often. People refer to this as divide and conquer. But it's much more than divide and conquer. The consequences, especially for getting and keeping a job, is lowering the bars of standards and expectations. It's meant to insult, degrade, and disrespect all these groups. And when you do that, you're destroying America from within. Because when you reward mediocrity over and over again, and people get a job based on their race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, et cetera, there's no chance. There's no chance where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications matter anymore. So ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, everything that made us great is being thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater. So with the game being rigged, because I have conversations with a lot of people, some big names, some big money people, and everybody agrees we are everything about finance economy, unless you're one of the insiders that gets the information to know when they're going to crash this or that or the other thing. Everything is speculation or hedging. Now, there's two other words that come along with speculation and hedging, and that's solvency and liquidity. You chase this investment, you chase this investment, you go long here, you go short here. After a while, you run out of money. So keep in mind, Kissinger said control the dollars, control the money, and you control the world. And this is 1984 on steroids. So we live in a fascist state where only 4 to 6% of Americans are self-employed. See, that's what fascism is, folks. It's not what the protesters say it is. But they're saying they're anti-fascist, but they are actually pro-fascist, because fascism is protecting the system, the establishment. Fascism is the big corporate oligarchies creating an alliance with big government protected by the mainstream media and the court system. And it's pretty obvious that our attorneys, judges, bankers, and politicians are all bought and paid for, every one of them. And that's why the little guy has no restitution, has no options, has no opportunities, and is losing ground financially. And, you know, there's a lot of good websites out there. I'm just going to mention a couple here. ZeroHedge.com, GoldSilver.com, that's Mike Maloney's website. USAWatchdog.com, if you like to watch videos. I probably read about 50 different websites on a regular basis, and I've come to the conclusion that all the books are cooked. 50% of what we read is a psyop, and I mean that in the case where they're trying to sell you a service, a product, an ideology, telling you to invest a certain way. Keep in mind, 85%, and this is what I've read over the years, 85% of the people, the little people, the bottom 93% who invest, buy high and sell low. 85%. And I'm very conservative with that number. So what we have is a coup on the bottom 93% to govern themselves. And I can't tell you how many times I read an article and the next article is something different. No, it's deflation. No, it's inflation. No, it's this. What we have is a deflationary spiral with stagflationary complications for the middle class. We have a hybrid disaster. Food, water, healthcare, college, insurance, taxes, lumber, housing, stocks, rent. In a lot of those cases, they're going up. But in a lot of those cases, it's because of subsidies and money printing. So if they keep printing, I'll go into that in a little more detail in a couple minutes. We have wild cards that we have to consider. And when you hear people talking about immigration, basically they are people who live in gated communities that have enough money to hire security with guns. I know hypocrisy and double standards. This is why I always talk about practice what you preach laws. But we are heading into a new era of industry where robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, the technocracy, usually controlled by the powers that be, in other words, dark money, deception, corruption, those are the people who control that so they can manage the people. Now, this is really important. I've read so much about this, and I've come to this conclusion. Interest rates are a function of growth, wages, and inflation. And I believe I got that quote from Lance Roberts. I think he's really on target with our economy. And I, like I said, I read about 50 different people, and I try to come to the best conclusion that makes the most sense. So what we've done is we've exported inflation to low-cost producing countries. We live in a country where you'd even tell a joke in a hallway, you compliment somebody on their physique or their dress, out come human resources and the attorneys. We cannot do business in America. In other words, we cannot afford our own labor under the present circumstances of political correctness, which is planned outcome to destroy America. So what that's done is we've imported deflation, and that's why quality of products are going down and profits for the very rich are going up, because they'd rather take their business abroad where they have a lot less government regulations. Now, stocks and bonds. Real quick about stocks. They have very little to do with the average person, okay? 1% of the people, the top 1% obviously, own 83% of the stocks. 10% own 96% of the stocks. So when you hear all this talk about, oh, the stock market's going to crash and this, all this, there's very few of the average Joes who own it. It's been bought and paid for by the central banks, and I'll get into that in a little more detail. Now, bonds are tied to interest rates. They have a finite value. They're a loan to borrowers. And, in other words, buying debt. And they can be sold on secondary markets. So they have an inverse proportion to yields regarding the cost of the bond. So the greater demand, the lower the rates. Less need for credit means less interest rates, means bonds are not overvalued. And I will continue with my Economics 101 after the break, folks. Thank you for being here.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Good morning, America. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And why I go through my Economy 101 lecture, if you will, I want you to think about what some of these words mean anymore, because I talk a lot about politically correct buzzwords and how the job of the mainstream media is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, and they want to call everybody a controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, blah, 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 blah. And then they use words like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity, inclusiveness, accountability, which mean absolutely nothing. It's used as a tool to divide the American people. It's basically a tool of weaponry. So that being said, when I talk about economy, think about what do these words mean anymore? Market, fundamentals, solvency, fair value, leverage, liquidity, valuations, like P.E. ratios and price-to-sales ratios, GDP, credit, debt, core business of corporations, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money. Every one of these definitions has been tainted by the powers that be. So I'm going to move on with my, I'm going to call it an economic 101 rant. How's that sound? Okay. Now, I talked about that we're in a stagflationary situation. Basically, we're in a deflationary spiral, stagflationary consequences for the bottom 93%. If the Fed raises rates too high, which they've just done, and you know, people keep talking about TINA, there is no alternative. I think there's no alternative to the alternative. But if rates go too high, everything collapses. The stock market, remember what I mentioned earlier, is only for the few, mostly elite. It's not for the average Joe. But the bond market, now when rates rise, you can correlate rates, interest rates, yield to bonds, as I mentioned briefly earlier. So if rates rise too high, everything collapses. Stocks, bonds, housing, real estate, especially commercial and retail, emerging markets, interest in our debt. How do we pay off interest on the debt that's $20 trillion? Well, if it goes to 5% interest rate, folks, that's $1 trillion interest payment. That's one-third of the Fed spending budget right now. And if we go into quantitative tightening, which is a desperation contractionary move, and I can't tell you how many times I read that we're doing this, and the 50% of the other time they say we're not, we're still printing. And this is, again, corruption, manipulation, deception, and it's so hard for the little people to study and really get the truth. It's a psyop. That's why I don't talk much about foreign policy, because domestic policy is an absolute psyop. It's very hard to figure out. But I try to do my best, and I try to give that information to the little people, the bottom 93%, so they have a chance of controlling their own destiny. Now, I talked about inflation. To me, inflation is attributing words would be austerity and confiscation. It's an illusion of wealth. The dollar supply has basically grown 20 times versus the working population that has grown less than one time. And it could be disguised, like look at food, smaller packaging, dollar devaluation. Inflation can happen in several different ways. But the result is a disassociation of money creation from population growth to substitute a flood of manufactured liquidity for waning demand, forcing prices higher despite decelerating growth in demand. If I had to put that in very simple terms, and again, not to be condescending, I would say smoke and mirrors. There's a certain connection between inflation and centralized top-down control of the state for special privileges and for certain people or certain groups. And that's what we have in America today. Again, very difficult for the little guy to control their own destiny. We print money, free trade, supply, and demand means almost nothing today. What happens, and I got to talk about savings and printing. Savings versus printing. Prosperity for the little guy happens from saving, not by printing and not by debt. And I'll go into a little more detail after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheeban sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And where I was going before the break was that 2% inflation devalues a $100 bill every 35 years by 2.5%. And because we are in a deflationary spiral, the central banks are doing everything in their power to print more money, to have central banks from other parts of the world buy our stocks and our assets, our equities, to raise prices, and make it very difficult for the little guy to purchase. And basically, this is why they're talking about universal income, because the elite have had universal income for the last 20 years. with all the money printing. So what happens if we print a lot of dollars, debt holders sell treasury bonds, we lose the world reserve currency, a.k.a. the petrodollar? What happens if the American people lose confidence in the fiat dollar? And there's a surge of dollars abroad to come home all at once. From what I've read, there is at least double, if not triple, the amount of dollars abroad. So if everything comes back, what's going to happen? We can go from a deflationary spiral to a hyperinflationary situation when we should be living in a deflationary environment for a few years just so the little guy can catch up a little bit. But nope, they do not want to do that. They want to try to inflate away the debt and destroy the little guy, especially the middle class. So over $1 trillion of debt in each of the following. These are personal loans, cars, auto, school, credit card, and the defaults are mounting. And I even read one time where a subprime auto lender skipped income verification on 92% of the loans. And the housing bubble is doing the same thing again. We are living in this Twilight Zone episode that when this ends, it's going to be an absolute disaster for the bottom 93%. And there won't be recovery for anybody for a minimum, and I'm saying this a minimum, because I'm being conservative, 15 years. So when this falls, it's going to get ugly. Now, I'm going to try and talk about the spread a little bit, and I'm going to get in a little more detail and specificity if I have time. But the spread of the bonds, like the 2-year, the 10-year, 10-year, 30-year, et cetera, basically what this means when they narrow or flatten is that it's too difficult to make money by lending money. It's a credit collapse. Our whole system, our money system, our banking system is run off of a debt system. When credit collapses, it's going to be ugly. Now, I want to talk for a moment about Keynesian economics, because we hear these so-called economists touting all these Keynesian and Austrian economics, and I got to be brief because I just have too much information, too little time. Basically, I have my own personal definition, but it's going to be correct. We've been doing this for about 80 years or so for Keynesian economics. Basically, when in doubt, inflate. It's another quick definition is elite interventionism. So the central banks, top-down, no accountability, elite control, corruption and manipulation, has created an incognito caste system. Again, what's the other word for that? Status quo. So now our government spends a lot of money because the private sector is broke. Increased GDP is not equivalent to happiness. You hear about all this. I think you got to print, depending on what you read, between $4 and $6 of debt to get one percentage point of GDP. It doesn't even make sense anymore. So this print, inflate, buy now, pay later is not working. And Keynesian economics teaches government and even the big corporate oligarchies to shift asset and liability columns. We're in a creative accounting manipulation, and I'll get into more detail if we have time. Now, Austrian economics is not the end-all. It's not the golden boy's idea, but it is more middle-class friendly, more gold-friendly, better for freedom and liberty, more free market, supply and demand-oriented. But if we had a hybrid system, like I mentioned over the last hour, when I was talking to Pat Shannon, negative interest rates, means testing, 100-year mortgages, take the mean household debt and give it to each home. If you have debt, you have to pay it off. If not, you have to spend it. Dismantle the central banks. Eliminate debt-based currency. Break up all the big companies so oligarchies and monopolies is no longer a word. Eliminate lobbyists, special interest groups, and let the people vote on how much net worth an individual or corporation can have. If we did that, people, we would be so much healthier for everybody. And it would actually, these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, I talk about all the time, they would actually come back to its proper meaning. What's happening is the wealthiest is living off of low-interest loans to buy hard assets, properties, to rent back to you. They want a country of renters to control. And we're at the point right now that we have so much debt and the credit is collapsing, if they increase interest rates, the whole system could blow apart, like I mentioned earlier. But then what they do is they package up a lot of these houses and sell them as bonds to the public. And that's an example of a derivative with no inside inspection and no approval. Then Freddie and Fannie labels them as AAA rating. And all these pension plans are so desperate for yields, they're buying up all this stuff. Now, keep in mind, Obama stole $300 billion from Freddie and Fannie just to keep Obamacare afloat, just for his own personal ego. Because it's pretty obvious that Obamacare had two objectives, to destroy the backbone financially of the middle class and create a single-payer system. So, basically, Obama stole from poor families and private investors who invested in Fannie and Freddie. So bond buyers in the above housing example basically get screwed. And the big oligarchy insurance companies gets propped up. And this is what's happened. Remember, fascism, folks. Fascism. It's the big corporate oligarchies who have married in with big government and they're protected by the mainstream media and the court system. We do not, as little people, we no longer have the ability to control our own destiny. Now, the state defends the cartels, the cabals. Healthcare and education is a good example against competition with subsidies. And the oligarchy gets lobbying. They get higher regulations, higher minimum wage laws to eliminate small business, mom-and-pop competition, who has no chance of surviving with the corporate big tax rates. So this is why I talk, folks, a lot about decentralizing in every context of the word. Because American austerity is an absolute train wreck. Just look at Europe. Southern Europe, the EU is a mess. It's totally corrupt. It's run by people who aren't even voted in. And what happens if you don't pay your loans? Look at Greece. Look at Italy. Banks are going broke. Greece alone, central banks, IMF, the EU, they're stealing your land, ports, tourism, transportation, and your country will be in severe depression for generations to come, only for the benefit of the elite. The fact is that real wages are going down, retail sales are going down, productivity growth is going down, personal discretionary income is going down, the middle class is broke and they're scared, and U.S. durable goods is also going down. We're running on debt, credit, subsidies, and bubbles. That's what America's running on right now. Banks own more residential houses than all Americans combined. Free markets and supply and demand, by definition, is history. One out of six of American people are on welfare and food stamps, and are unemployed would be our 68th largest nation in the world. Government workers make 60% more than private sector counterparts, not including their retirement, health care, and other benefits. Their pension programs are a minimum $5 trillion in the hole. And I say that very conservatively. So today, the people are stuck, the bottom 93%, serving the government when it should be the other way around, at a time when home ownership rate is almost at a 60-year low. And just to give proof that it is not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. How come Obama got millions of dollars for Wall Street speeches in return for favors and obligations, I read, whatever the heck that means? I want to tell you a little Wall Street story here. All minimum wage earners who bust their butt in America made $14 billion last year. Wall Street bonuses, not regular salaries, was $30 billion. Wall Street bonuses, not regular salaries, not regular compensation, was $30 billion. Again, not to be condescending, but that deserved repetition. And this was 7 years after the bottom 93% bailed them out. Too big to fail, too big to jail. The aristocracy, folks, is picking the winners and losers. And they're making sure that we have chaos and infighting between race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, and generation. We need to wake up to this. Hank Paulson from the U.S. Treasury printed $4 trillion to bail out Wall Street, the big banks, auto manufacturers, et cetera, et cetera. Again, 95% of that money, taxpayer money, goes to the top 1 to 7%. See, folks, this has nothing to do with class envy. the mainstream media that's controlled by the very few elite will say, oh, you know, that person wasn't successful, it's class envy, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's corruption and manipulation. It's nepotism and deception. It has nothing to do with class envy. You know, I live off-grid. I don't have running water, traditional running water, traditional flush and toilet. I don't have a traditional freezer. I live with gravity feed water. They fill up with a garden hose about once a month, and I love it. I don't care if other people can take a shower the normal way. I do it my way, and I'm happy. But I've actually given a lot of lessons and teachings to a lot of people to think outside the box so they can control their own destiny. I don't give a damn about class envy. I care about the bottom 93% not being able to control their own destiny. Now, margin debt. I got to move on. I'm running out of time here. All-time high. Basically, borrowing from your portfolio to buy more stock. An analogy would be a home equity loan. Like people are taking mortgages, second mortgages out to buy cryptocurrencies. Bad idea. Okay, none of this is sustainable. Debt is borrowed from future earnings. Okay? And I will finish the last segment, folks, after the break. Thank you for listening. I will be back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the feed for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Good morning, America. Rich Steven from OffGridMontana.com sitting in for Vincent Benelli today. And I apologize right off. I'm not even going to get to 5% of my data. It just isn't enough time. But I'm going to continue. This is the last segment. I want to thank you for being here. I hope I'm giving you relevant information. I'm going to go to the next point. The banks have been caught rigging all markets, LIBOR, Forex, Silver, Treasuries, VIX. No one goes to jail. Everybody gets bailed out. See, this is another example of the aristocracy versus the serfs. Folks, no one would be a socialist if they understood economics 101. Don't just look at Venezuela, look at the whole world. It's never worked anywhere. The powers that be are playing you. You've been duped. You've been used. And I'm not saying this to be condescending or to point the finger. If you're being motivated only by what group you're in and not sticking up for the bottom 93%, you are doing exactly what the powers that be, the globalists, want. There are 8 people in the world that have a higher net worth than half of the globe combined. Let me repeat that, please. There are 8 people in the world that have a higher net worth than half of the globe combined. The powers that be are more motivated by special interest groups, PACs, lobbyists, and the like, than they are of the bottom 93%. It's a very small subset compared to the big subset, isn't it? Thomas Jefferson warned us that big banks were much more worse than standing armies. When you live in an emperor has no closed society with a police state which uses censorship and surveillance every minute of the day, you have to start asking yourself, who's working for whom? Especially with all these antics from the CIA and the FBI and all of our intelligence agencies, who do they really work for? Is it the U.S. or the highest bidder, like the NGOs and the George Soros's of the world? People, we can't be content to live in an every man for himself world America has become. We're all imperfect sinners. That's what makes us human. But we have to step it up. And the current system, the current money system, is not no longer created to reward increased productivity or knowledge. It's created to limit opportunity for the bottom 93% and increase the wealth and power of the privileged. So you're going to continue to hear me talking about benefiting little people. I think that's what we need to do, and we need to be more prepared. And what a perfect website we are on here, usaprepares.com. We have to increase our skill sets, possibly not look at college where 90% of the degrees are worthless. We have to look at creating our own food that's non-GMO and raise our own gardens and preserve our own food, raise our own animals, alternative energy, solar, hydro, wind, whatever works best for your skill sets. Medicinal plants. I give tours on edible medicinal plants all the time. I love it. I love botany. I love nature. Hunting and fishing, buying land and acreage and rural property. The most important thing with these skill sets is cross-training and teaching and helping others. That's where the benefit comes in. And we have to start thinking for ourselves, reading, researching, listening, asking questions. Those are the people who get out of debt early. Those are the people who pay attention. And speaking of debt, try to be debt-free. If you don't have the cash, don't pay for it. Doesn't matter what you do. I'm not judging anybody what they do. If you want to, you know, do something crazy and wild, you want to invest in the stock market, you want to go to Vegas, use disposable income. But pay off your school loan, your house loan, your car loan, if you can first. Because when all this comes down, I fear for the bottom 93%. I fear that there will be zero chance on getting out of this mess. And I say all the time, we are a nation in despair. Fit for 50 and younger. The number one cause of death is drug overdose, and that should be unacceptable. America, have a great weekend, a great Christmas and holidays coming up. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening.